Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Have you ever met someone who says they've never sinned? Well, anyone who makes that claim, of course, is saying that they're perfect, that they're as holy as God. But the Bible says that we've all sinned, that we have fallen short of the glory of God. And no matter how good we are, we don't measure up to God's glory and His perfection. And that's why we need a Savior. Here's a proverb from Solomon that underscores this great truth in a very practical way. He wrote, "The one who conceals his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them will find mercy." Let's remember that as human beings, we actually may be able to conceal our sins from others, but we can never conceal them from God. As believers, God will discipline us as our loving Heavenly Father in order to restore us to fellowship with Himself. That's how much He loves us. Here's a wonderful New Testament truth from the Apostle John. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Tomorrow is Christmas Day. Let's remember why Jesus came, to give us life abundantly, if we receive the gift of eternal life. And this gift can be received by all of us, but first we must acknowledge that we're sinners, confess those sins, and then we can experience the ongoing cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. So, let's remember this Bible principle. We're to acknowledge and confess our sins in order to experience fellowship with God and with our fellow believers.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.